Hi, Emma.
Hi, Sue.
We've had lots of questions about the Opening to Love workshop, which we're doing in April. So I thought it might be a good idea if we just run through them together and hopefully we can give some people some good information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I think that's an excellent idea. So the first question that we tend to be asked is kind of, who's it for? Who's the workshop for?
Who's it for? I think that this workshop is for anyone that gets the slightest inclination that, oh, I'd like to do that, I'd be quite interested in doing that, because it is designed to appeal to that unconscious desire in you to become who you really are and to absolutely do something which is going to help you on the path to fulfilling your potential. So I think that people turn up to this workshop when they're maybe at a turning point, or they just have that kind of sense of the time is right. Did you notice this when we start, we often have people sort of saying, I was really in two minds about doing this, I was quite scared about doing it, and then finding that actually they're in exactly the right place at the right time.
I mean, I think that's, you know, the point about being scared is a very normal one. I mean, people often, when they're going to a workshop, particularly one like this, which is actually quite experiential, people do have fears. That's completely natural, and you know, we acknowledge that, and we can work with that. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So it's for anyone, and I also think it's really for anyone that has that sense that they're just about sort of standing on the edge, and they're just about to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good. I agree. So, you know, another question that comes up a lot is, what do you need to do it? Do you need any previous experience? How familiar do you need to be with the tapping?
Yeah, exactly. So who's it for in terms of experience? It's really suitable for anyone, assuming that you know the basics of tapping. So, I mean, actually, that could be as little as having gone onto our website and just, you know, learnt the tapping points, because we're not teaching EFT. What we're teaching is a whole kind of bunch of tools and techniques to get past our blocks and move into the future that is rightfully waiting for us, using EFT as a clearing tool, really. So we've got a very kind of streamlined, reduced down, elegant way of working with it. Excuse me, that kind of unfolds as we go. So you don't need a lot of previous experience. The workshop is much more than the tapping, actually.
If you are an experienced tapper, presumably that's also fine.
Absolutely great. So there's no limit on how much experience you can have. I mean, if you've gone all through the levels, and if you're a trainer and beyond, or even come from a TFT background or whatever, absolutely that's completely fine. Just be prepared to use the tapping in a different way. And of course, we're working with the energy of the heart, so there's a lot of work actually introducing different ways of working with different points. But it, as I say, it's in this very, very kind of reduced down, kind of elegant form, which is unique to the work that we're doing with Opening to Love.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the title of the workshop, Opening to Love, is kind of often gets people asking, what's it actually about? What do I get out of it? Because it's not ambiguous, but it kind of is very generic.
Yeah, exactly. Because what we really mean is opening to love in the deeper sense of it. So certainly not just romantic love, or that could be part of it for sure. But it's really taking the idea of love as being the kind of the creative powerhouse of our being, at the core of who we are. And it's that creative powerhouse that we kind of lose some way back there, that we're not even kind of sure about what happened. And actually, when we make that reconnection, it is like being full on with full power batteries, and we realize that in the past we've been staggering about on very low power batteries. So it's about reconnecting to our true creativity, which is love. And in that sense, we can then, do or be whatever we want and whoever we want. In that really kind of authentic, kind, peaceful way. So it's not about suddenly becoming, sort of hugely dominant over other people. It's about having that lovely kind of quiet, true power that you can use in any way that you want. Mm. Some people just want to live a life which is, free of stress and anxiety and just to be able to smell the roses. And others of us want to, go out there and be performers and sports people. And it's lovely in the workshop because we, all come together with, people wanting different things. But the key thing that draws us all together is some really interesting ways that we have of getting you to be able to do that.
Mm, yeah. Okay. So I think also people like to know what it's like. What's the structure of the workshop?
Well, I think you've already said it's a very experiential workshop. So it's certainly not kind of sitting there and being lectured for 3 days.
We're not very good at that.
No, exactly. It's a lot of fun, and the format of it really is that we will talk to you about some interesting ideas, and then we will show you what we're talking about through demonstrations. So there's lots of opportunities for people to volunteer and work with one of us in a demonstration, and there's also lots of group work, lots and lots of group tapping, and then there's also exercises, lots of exercises that we do in the group and in pairs. So come prepared to be really, really immersed in this and to learn tools and techniques which you can go off and use for yourself, because that's the way to learn any of this kind of really interesting stuff, but also to use, with clients and friends and family and, take into your workplace even. You can adapt the material from this to absolutely have as a part of your everyday life. Once you've done the workshop, so it was really meant to be life changing stuff, and
I do think it's worth pointing out though, if you're one of those people who doesn't like to come and kind of tell your whole story, put everything out on the table in front of a group, you don't have to do that. You can do this work equally effectively without sharing anything at all.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. There's no requirement to volunteer, demonstrate, share all your stuff at all. Actually, you can be completely part of the group and yet maintain your privacy in that sense, because it's not about people's stories anyway. Yeah, that's a really important part of it. But yeah, that is one of the great joys of working with tapping and the techniques that we use, is that you can do the work and then not feel like you overexposed yourself. So it's a really important point.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's, again, from that perspective, if you do want to tell your story, if it's useful to you to do that, and when we work together, we always have a confidentiality agreement. Nothing's recorded. Nothing goes out from that room. Everything is kept firmly in that room. I think it's important that people know that, because you need to feel safe in the workshop.
Mm. No, I absolutely agree. And it's also a lot of fun, isn't it?
Fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we will be doing serious stuff, because we're going to be removing the blocks that are getting in the way of you fulfilling your dreams, really. And the blocks are, it's the old stuff and the old traumas that may be presenting themselves ready to be released. But you and I know that doesn't necessarily need to be, difficult or another traumatic ordeal in its own right. I'm really looking forward to this workshop, and I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun with it too.
Yeah, no, me too. I love running this workshop. It's a really good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we really, really hope that you join us.
And
if you are interested, you can check it out on our website, www.theEFTcentre. And, if you have any more questions that we haven't answered, do feel free to email us at theEFTcentre@googlemail.com.
Brilliant.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.